This is called Know My Word. A vision shown to me in 05. A terrified woman standing inside her home facing the front door, which was closed. On her face was sheer terror, as if sudden destruction was coming, and she was panicking. She held a can of black paint in one hand and a brush in the other. She began to frantically apply huge strokes of black paint on either side and above the door in an effort to gain some protection from the Lord. The vision zoomed in on her face, and I felt her fear. She was desperate. After praying about it, I understood that in the coming times, and even now, there will be many who scramble at the last minute to find favor and protection in the Lord, but their ignorance regarding His word will be a disservice to them. The woman was attempting some form of Passover ritual, as if it were something that she had once heard about but didn't really understand. As I watched her paint around the door, I thought to myself, where to begin? Passover was a one-time event to begin with. Secondly, she was using paint instead of blood. Add to that the fact that she was painting inside instead of the outside. I thought, she's got it all wrong, all around. Protection cannot be obtained through any ritual. It's by putting one's faith and trust in the living God and through the blood of the Lamb, Jesus Christ. I heard the woman say, I heard the Lord say, I'm nervous. I heard the Lord say, know my word. I felt deep compassion for the woman, and I wanted to reach out to her and tell her this, but it was too late. She had no knowledge of His word. Destruction was on its way. I should also add this detail, that she appeared to be involved in voodoo, or just a combination of beliefs, like a hodgepodge mixture. Okay, that's that for that one. And come to find out, and I had no idea, but come to find out, I learned later that actually, that is something that is a voodoo ritual. I don't know if it's voodoo, it's something, some kind of black magic, whatever. They do that. Black paint on the door, like above and on the sides. And I like freaked out when I saw that. So I had no idea. People just scrambling at the last minute. And I can totally see that happening when stuff is evident, like stuff to wake up the dead starts happening, like, you know, like the worst hard-hearted people who don't believe anything. I don't know what it's going to take to wake them up, but eventually things are going to escalate to where it's going to be really hard not to believe something's going on. And it's going to be sad when people are like, oh yeah, okay God, I'll believe in you. It's going to be hard. It's going to be hard to sit down and study. It's going to be hard to sit down and learn. You can't absorb His word just overnight. You can't just glance through scripture and get it all in your head and get it. This takes years. I've been walking with God for 20 years now, and I'm just now coming out of the dark in so many ways. I'm still in the forest. It's like little sunbeams come through here and there and shine just enough light on my path to keep me moving forward. But if it's confusing for a person who's been walking with God for 20 years, I can only imagine what it's going to be like for someone who just rushes to Him at the very last minute during the chaotic times to come. And not that there's no mercy there. I mean, you know, gosh, God is so loving. He is so loving. It's kind of like Noah's Ark, you know, the door's closing. And the rain clouds are forming. And I would seriously stop mocking Noah. I would seriously stop pointing the finger at the Noahs of the world. I really stop laughing and mocking the Noahs. and look up at the sky and see those dark clouds forming. And it's not too late. Anybody can come to God, no matter who you are or where you're from or what you've done. It doesn't matter. It really doesn't matter. He loves us all so much. It would just be a good idea to go ahead and, if you don't know him, just start learning about him now while you can and while we still live in relative safety and peace. And our Bibles are still legal.